USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. More documents have been discovered at President Biden's Delaware home, including some marked classified. Bob Bauer, the president's personal attorney, said the search lasted more than 12 hours on Friday. The documents are related to Biden's time as vice president and as senator, according to Bauer. A woman is in custody following a fatal gunshot to the head of her terminally ill husband.
Police say the victim, Jerry Gillen, already knew of the plan. His wife, Ellen, shot him once in the head before barricading herself in the room while police tried to negotiate with her. They say at no time did she make threats to police or hospital staff, but she refused to drop the weapon. Police say Ellen was very distraught by the entire situation.
She's very sad. This is obviously, it's a tough situation. So her husband's terminally ill, so she was already in a depressed state just based on her husband being terminally ill and knowing that the end was near.
She was taken into custody. No one else was injured. I'm Dave Collins.
A former top official with the U.S. Border Patrol is under investigation after his alleged involvement in a sex scandal. Tony Barker served as the acting chief of the law enforcement operations for the Border Patrol, but abruptly resigned a few months ago after several women made disturbing claims against him. Former President Donald Trump is weighing in on the debt ceiling debate.
Former President Trump warning Republicans not to cut entitlement programs as part of their negotiations to raise the debt ceiling. In a video message, Trump said under no circumstances should Republicans vote to cut a single penny from Medicare or Social Security. Instead, he said cuts should be made in foreign aid, immigration programs, and what he's calling climate extremism. House Republicans have said they will not raise the debt ceiling unless deep cuts are made to federal spending. I'm John Schaefer.
The Chiefs advance to next weekend's AFC Championship game, edging the Jaguars 27-20. This is USA News.
Today, those interested in maintaining healthy blood sugar glucose levels still have limited choices when it comes to good-tasting, thirst-quenching beverages. One brand expanding consumer choice for blood sugar-friendly beverages is GlucoDown. Manufactured by publicly traded Glucose Health Incorporated, trading under the symbol GLUC, a leader in America's true growth industry, diabetes-friendly functional beverages. GlucoDown's prebiotic fiber blocks the body's absorption of dietary sugars, moderates after-meal increases in glucose levels, and helps maintain regular digestive health. Every nutritious and delicious serving has no sugar, no caffeine, and is a great source of prebiotic-soluble fiber. All 8 flavors are dietitian-recommended to maintain blood sugar in a healthy range. Available at CVS, Publix, online at Walmart.com, and a top category choice on Amazon. For more information on the company, visit GLUCReport.com. To begin maintaining your blood sugar in a healthy range, visit Amazon and search GlucoDown, G-L-U-C-O, Down.
Long Island Congressman George Santos is admitting he used to dress in women's clothes and makeup. Photos and videos recently surfaced of Santos in feminine attire, going by the name of Katara in Brazil. On Saturday, Santos flipped the script on his previous denial and said that he was young and just having fun at the time, but denounced the use of the term drag queen. Santos is currently facing backlash for lying about his academic and professional qualifications, as well as claiming his mother was a victim of the 9/11 terrorist attacks and that he was of Jewish heritage. Plans are in place for Lisa Marie Presley's funeral.
Preparations are underway for Sunday's memorial service at Graceland, where the late Elvis Presley's daughter will be laid to rest beside her father, his parents, and Lisa Marie's son, Ben. Fans tell NBC News they wouldn't miss the moment for anything.
When Elvis died, I was 15 years old, and I remembered the impact of that. When I found out that Lisa Marie passed away, it was like, I need to be there.
We've watched Lisa grow up, and we've seen a lot of Elvis through her.
Fans will be able to view the gravesite following the memorial service. Lisa Marie's official cause of death is still unknown. I'm Jeremy Scott.
A long-running spinoff of NCIS is coming to an end. CBS announced NCIS Los Angeles will end on its 14th season. The series finale is scheduled for May 14th. The crime drama stars LL Cool J, Chris O'Donnell, and Linda Hunt. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.